You know, I didn't like it. I don't really agree with it, but I respect the hell out of Coach O'Brien as a coach. And, you know, it's a hard thing, especially with me at this point in my career, it's a hard thing to have to sit and take a back seat. But, you know, in talking with him and him kind of redefining my role and what he expects out of me now, you know, I'm going to play the good soldier and go into that role. You know, I've been in this situation on both sides of it multiple times, and so, you know, I draw from past experiences a lot, and, you know, and getting put on the bench is never a great thing, but I've had experiences where I was the guy that was in Ryan's shoes, you know, the guy that was coming in, and somebody, you know, I was the guy coming in, and the other guy got benched, and the way that my experience went there, you know, the quarterback position is such a hard position to play in this league, and it's really hard when you don't have a good support system around you. And so, you know, for me, it's all going to be about now being a good teammate and providing that support system, still continuing to put in the work, and really, you know, for a guy that hasn't played a whole lot of football in the NFL, trying to be, you know, the experienced guy that I am to help him out in kind of what I see and the things that I've been through.
You were caught off guard by Hill's decision?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying I'm not happy with it, you know. But it is what it is.
Even though you've been through this before, it doesn't make it any easier, does it?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I actually got benched during a season was my rookie year when I really, you know, shouldn't have been out there because I was running around not knowing what was going on. But yeah, it's not easy, you know, and there's a lot of different things that go into that. You know, probably the toughest pill to swallow is I'm a competitor. I want to be out there, you know, competing with the guys in this locker room, and you know, not being able to do that, it's going to be difficult for me to have to sit on the sideline and watch. But, you know, the other aspect of it, too, is, you know, having somebody like Coach O'Brien bring me in and, you know, me not meeting the expectations of kind of what, you know, he wanted from me. And, you know, the fact that you feel like he let that I let him down a little bit, maybe in that regard, you know, that's tough to sit here with. But and knowing that I put in, you know, all the work and will continue to put in all the work, you know, necessary to be a good player in the league. You know, I guess that's how you can go home at night and put your head on your pillow.
Can you put your finger on some things that what went wrong for you to date?
Just, you know, not playing consistent. I thought I had this last outing in particular was a very poor outing for me.